Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. One of the Cochrane reviews of treatment for rheumatoid arthritis looks at the effects of exercise. Emily Hirkmans, from Leiden University Medical Center, describes the findings of the review she has completed with colleagues in the Netherlands.
There are a number of Cochrane reviews showing that exercise therapy is effective and safe in different groups of patients, such as those with multiple sclerosis and non-specific low back pain. Since exercise therapy is also a regular component in the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis, we did this Cochrane review to investigate its role for these patients. We were looking in particular at the effectiveness and safety of high-intensity therapy, such as dynamic exercise, and have found that it does have benefits, adding to the evidence in the other Cochrane reviews of the health benefits of exercise therapy. When someone has rheumatoid arthritis, their immune system, which normally fights infection, attacks the lining of their joints, making them swollen, stiff, and painful. At the moment, there is no cure for rheumatoid arthritis, and so interventions that relieve the symptoms and make it easier for people to carry on with their normal activities are especially important. Exercise is one of these interventions. For our review, we combined the studies in qualitative and the quantitative analysis. Our results show that an exercise program which includes aerobic capacity training has a positive effect on aerobic capacity. Combining it with muscle strength training improves muscle strength, and when performed long-term, functional ability might improve. Based on these findings, we recommend that aerobic capacity training combined with muscle strength training should be considered as routine practice for patients with rheumatoid arthritis. However, that doesn't mean that someone with rheumatoid arthritis should embark immediately on a strenuous exercise program. Patients who would like to start high-intensity exercise should discuss this with their physical therapist or rheumatologist. It wouldn't be suitable for everyone. Patients with joint prosthesis, a fear for movement, or other contraindications for physical exercise would need to start at a moderate or low intensity, progressing to a high intensity as they are able. Although our review shows that, on average, dynamic exercise therapy does not make pain worse, some patients might find that their pain increases as they exercise. If this happens, they should reduce the intensity of the exercise. If the pain is persistent, they should refer back to the rheumatologist. To maintain the benefits of an exercise program, the patient should remain physically active in their daily life after it has finished. They should try to do this in keeping with public health recommendations for physical activity, doing physical activities at a moderate intensity for 30 minutes on at least 5 days a week.
Details of the exercise programs that were assessed in the trials in Emily's reviews are available within the review at www.thecochranelibrary.com.